Welcome back to the Minimalist Lady Podcast, the podcast dedicated to productive ladies who want to relax but still be elegant and productive. My name is Cami and I run the blog called The English Speaking Frenchie. If you're here, it means that you can take a cup of coffee and enjoy the moment that is going to come. Hello dear productive ladies, it's been kind of a while since we last talked together, and not that I try to find myself any excuses, you know I don't like it, but I simply wanted to tell you that I am back and that if I've been gone, it's simply because I have been focusing a lot on school, given that the situation here in France, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, was kind of crazy. And we had to go to school, but things were very hard because teachers tried to kind of pack things together in order for us to work as much as possible in as little time as possible, because, well, they already kind of knew that things were going to get worse and that lockdown will come back, and lockdown came back and here I am again. Today, I would like to address a topic that kind of has to do with school, and this topic is reading. I'm not going to tell you how to read faster or how many books you should read to be an avid reader or that kind of things, but I would like to talk to you about why reading makes you an elegant lady. If that's something you are interested in, keep listening. Just jump right into our topic, which is reading makes you elegant. That is kind of a weird statement, I can understand, because, well, when we talk about books, usually we think about reading, we think about, well, reading fast, we think about school, literature, that kind of things, but at no time, elegance seems to be related to reading, but to me, these two are really interconnected. So, if you want a little bit of a background around my history with reading, I have always loved reading, so I'm not going to tell you how you can love it, because for me it's something very natural. But for a moment, for a time in my life, especially in middle school and the beginning of high school, I have felt almost a pressure not to read that much, because, you know, people kind of criticize you and say that you are awkward because you are reading and you are so young and, you know, you believe what people tell you. And thus, you know, I stopped reading a little bit, but I missed it too much. And quite soon, I resumed reading, and today I'm studying books. So I am doing a master's degree in France. And that master's degree, when I say books, I mean books, not literature. I have been studying literature before, English, American and Irish literatures, but right now I'm studying the object, the book, in order to become either a librarian or a publisher. So, let's focus on how you can read in order to become more elegant. We are actually going to tackle two ways in which it's going to make you elegant. The first way is going to be about looks and what a book and really the object of the book can bring to your look. And then we are going to talk about how reading can actually improve the way you are, the way you speak, and improve your elegance even when you don't have a book in your hands, actually. So first, let's have a look at how books can improve your looks, because, well, it's probably not the first accessory you take in the morning, but it can do actually a lot more for you than your pair of earrings. First, having a book in your hand, in my opinion, but it's maybe because I'm French and because we are all doing that so much, having a book in your hand makes you appear like a little Parisian. It has a Parisian vibe to it, you know? When I say a woman with a book in her hand, I always feel like she's on her way to build an empire, and I feel like she's so confident, and there is something very calming and very French in having a book in your hand, you know, reading by a fountain, or you can totally picture that person as a dreamer and an achiever all at the same time, simply because the object is here in their hand. There is a I'm on the go kind of vibe that I really, really like, because it's the perfect combination of productivity, because, well, you are on the go, and calm, because it's a book, and it means that if you have that book in your hand, you are able to dream, you are able to imagine, you are able to sit down and enjoy a moment. So that's the first reason why I think books can make you elegant. Then I would say that when you are in a social situation where you are alone, reading is better than scrolling on your phone. Let me explain. Lately I was in a bar with a friend, so before lockdown obviously, and she went to the toilets and I was left alone. It was like 9 p.m. and everybody was either talking or on their phones, and I was reading the Metamorphosis, I think it's how you say this in English, by Kafka, and I put the book out and started reading for a few minutes, and I noticed that people looked at me. But you know, I was reading just the same way they were on their phone, so I was having an object in my hand and it was just the same thing. But personally, I think it's better to have the book in your hand because, well, first, it's being productive because you are making the most out of your time, you're not scrolling mindlessly on a phone. But at the same time, you are conveying the message that you are confident enough to do something other people don't do. And I would even say that even if you feel awkward, people find that you look confident, people find that you look gorgeous, and there is something very luminous in having the book in your hand and making the choice of doing things a little bit differently than other people, because you don't know, maybe there is someone else who would love to open their book here right now, but you are the one doing it. And the beautiful thing here is that you could also inspire the person, which is always so great. Being an inspirer, I mean, everybody will love it, right? And last but not least, when it comes to looks and when it comes to books, I would say that when you are reading, you look more open. It can seem weird, okay, because you are doing something with your hands. But let's say you are not in a bar with a friend who just went to the toilets, but you are actually in a waiting line or something like this, and there are a lot of people waiting as well. If you are on your phone, you are probably talking to someone, and even if you are not and you are just on Facebook, people can think that you are having a conversation, maybe with text messages with someone, and so they will feel like if they start talking to you, they will interrupt you. But if it's a book that you are having in your hand, if it's a book that you are reading, because, well, when we are waiting, usually we feel like doing something, and usually it's taking our phones. But if it's the book and you're focused on the book, someone can easily or more easily come and talk to you because, well, it's already a topic for a conversation. You know, you're reading and the person asks you, oh, what are you reading? There is, it's easier, I think, to talk to someone about the book they are reading in order to start a conversation than feeling like you interrupt another conversation that you are having on your phone. Of course, the person interrupts what you are doing, which is reading. But personally, I would feel less rude if I interrupted someone who was reading than if I was interrupting someone on their phone. Of course, you don't necessarily have to interrupt people, but you can feel it. When you look at someone, you can see on the face of the person if they are open or not. And when you read, you often look a lot more open, because when you're on your phone, even though you are actually open to conversation with strangers, you technically have front rows, you know. You look closed simply because, well, you are focused on a screen, and that's what the screen does to your facial expression. So yes, I would highly recommend when you are alone somewhere, taking the book instead of the phone. Maybe take nothing if you feel very confident doing nothing with your hands while you're waiting. But if you are going to do something, just, you know, choose the book at least once and see how things change. now I would like to focus on how reading can make you actually more elegant, because we saw how the object of the book and the action of reading could make you appear more elegant. But now let's have a look at how it can make you become more elegant, which is even stronger, I think. As you can imagine, reading improves vocabulary. Your teacher has probably said that a million times when you were, I don't know, in primary school or middle school. But that's true. Children who read are better when it comes to expressing their feelings because they have more vocabulary and they can put nuance, I think you say that in English, I'm so sorry if you don't, but they can put words into perspective when it comes to having a conversation with someone, and they can convey a far more accurate discourse. Thus, when you read, you are enabled to have more vocabulary. And I personally think that elegance is also in the way you talk. It's actually a lot, in my opinion, in the way you talk. Let's say you are having a conversation with someone and you are using a word that is, you always say the word say, you know, and you read a lot and you understand that instead of the word say, you can use a plethora of other verbs such as express, she burst, she, a lot of other things. Honestly, I can't have other examples here, but I'm pretty sure that you have them in your mind right now. I would be personally more inclined to listen to someone who is using diverse vocabulary words than someone who is actually always saying the same ones. Thus, vocabulary helps you appear like someone who is more educated, and that someone who is more elegant, because, well, education is linked to elegance. A lot of people don't want to listen to it, don't want to hear it, but it's not the way you dress, it's not the heels you're wearing. It can help being more elegant, but it's the way you speak, it's the way you it's your aura more than your looks, if I can say so. And thus, reading will help you. And last but not least, reading will not only provide you with vocabulary, it will provide you with stories. And whether or not you read fiction, it's not important. Let's say that your thing is self-help books. Well, when you read, you are going to read things about how you can be a better person. You will have access to concepts such as the Pomodoro technique, for instance. And if you are reading fiction, it's just the same, because you are going to have access to the point of view of characters, you are going to think it over, you are going to feel the point of view of the characters, and you're going to try to be in their place, to take their place, to think the way they do. And thus, it's going to be food for your brain, actually. You are going to think just like another person would, and you're going to explore a different path in your brain, and thus it's going to make you once more smarter, even though I don't really like the term smart. I would say more educated and more open also, because when you read, especially fiction this time, you get to understand how other people might view the world, even though these views aren't yours. And thus, it's making you more elegant, because once again, it's going to make you more open to people. It's just like having a book in your hand and looking open on your face. You're going to be more open to how other people think and how they talk, and you're going to be able to put yourself in their shoes. And thus, it's going to make you more elegant. I know this podcast episode was kind of short, but I don't want to bore you, and also, I don't really know if that's a topic you are going to love. I'm a big fan of books, but maybe you are not, and that's perfectly fine. Just tell me. I would be very happy to know exactly what you want to listen to. Of course, I will always talk about what I know, and I will always create podcasts that appeal to me. That's logical, or I just wouldn't do it. But, you know, feel free to leave me a message on my blog if you want. So the EnglishSpeakingFrenchie.com. I have a contact form where you can contact me. and tell me if you liked it, if you have ideas for further podcast, and yeah, I wish you the best. Have a great reading session, ladies.